NASA's new images of interstellar object 3I/Atlas weren't supposed to rewrite the rulebook, but when a quantum AI scoured the data, it flagged oddities even veteran astronomers hadn't noticed, like a sun-facing tail where standard physics says this should be impossible. This is only the third interstellar visitor ever spotted, yet its behavior defies everything we thought we understood about comets. The results aren't just bizarre, they're deeply unsettling, with patterns no natural explanation can easily cover. If the world's most advanced AI is unsettled by what it found, shouldn't we be too? What is 3I/Atlas, and why has this discovery left even NASA's experts worried? The anomalies are just beginning. Dust streaming toward the sun from an interstellar comet is not supposed to happen. Yet, that's exactly what the latest NASA images of 3I/Atlas reveal. A plume of particles stretching in the wrong direction, defying the basic rules of comet physics. Normally, sunlight pushes dust and gas away, forming a tail that points directly opposite the sun. That's radiation pressure in action, a force so predictable it's used to steer spacecraft. But here, the dust clings to the sunward side, as if gravity and light are playing by a different set of rules. Spectroscopic scans add another layer to the puzzle. Astronomers look for telltale signs, specific fingerprints in the light spectrum that reveal what a comet is made of. In almost every active comet, you'll find clear markers, cyanogen, diatomic carbon, and other volatile gases glowing at precise wavelengths. These are the chemical signatures of a comet waking up as sunlight hits its icy core. But in the first weeks after discovery, 3I/Atlas showed none of these. No cyanogen, no diatomic carbon, not even faint traces. The spectrum was nearly blank where it should have been lit up. Think of it like watching a campfire that burns hot but produces no smoke. The dust is there, obvious, even dramatic in the images. But the usual chemical evidence is missing. It's as if the comet is venting material in a way no one expected, or from a composition that doesn't match anything seen in the solar system. Only months later, as the comet closed in on the sun, did a faint whiff of cyanogen finally appear, late, weak, and still out of step with the dust activity. This combination, dust streaming sunward, a coma without its usual gas, and a delayed chemical response, has left researchers searching for answers. Some point to possible surface crusts hardened by billions of years in interstellar space, shielding inner ices from the sun's heat. Others wonder if the comet's spin axis is locked in just the right way to expose only certain regions. But the basic contradiction remains: a sun-facing tail, absent volatiles, and a profile that fits neither comet nor asteroid. For now, the physics just doesn't add up. NASA's imaging teams faced a challenge unlike any before. Calibrating the stacked exposures from the Atlas survey, they traced the faint moving point of 3I/Atlas frame by frame. Each pixel carried the weight of cosmic history. The resulting data pointed to a nucleus no smaller than 0.3 kilometers, and possibly as large as 5.6 kilometers across. That's not just big for an interstellar visitor, it's enormous. For context, 1I/Oumuamua, the first known interstellar object, was likely less than 200 meters long. 2I/Borisov, the second, measured about a kilometer. 3I/Atlas could be five times that, or more. Only three confirmed interstellar objects have ever been recorded. To find one this large, this active, and this close is statistically staggering. The odds of randomly detecting such a giant, given the survey's sensitivity and the volume of space it covers, are vanishingly small. Most interstellar objects slip by unseen, lost in the glare of distant stars, or too faint for even the largest telescopes. Yet here, the data chain is clear. From initial Atlas discovery to follow-up with Hubble and JWST, every image confirms the same immense, active core. The object's brightness, measured across multiple nights and instruments, rules out